Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Mixed Genre. I'm your host, Fernando Lopez. Now, today is going to be the first episode of my new segment called Debate Time, where I'll be taking two albums, either from the same artist or from different artists that have this, you know, similar sound to their music, and I'm going to make them go head-to-head to find out which one has the best album. Today, we're going to be talking about none other than Mac DeMarco. Well, before I give more information of Mac, I just want to say that this new segment is inspired by a podcast that I hear called Debate and Destroy. They basically tackle more hard rock and metal bands. So if you're into that type of music, I highly recommend checking their podcast out. It's really good. And thank you guys for giving me, you know, that idea for this new segment. Now, Mac DeMarco. What could we say that hasn't been said about Mac DeMarco at this point? If you're into indie rock, then he's no stranger. Without Mac DeMarco, a lot of indie bands and solo artists will not be where they are. He helped, you know, he wasn't the first one to do indie rock. Indie rock has already been a theme like for many years already, but he helped popularize it for new artists, for our generation. And you're going to be noticing his guitar tone, his sound, very unique. It's in, you know, dream pop, chamber pop, jangle pop, you know, all this modern music that a lot of like indie kids listen to has that Mac DeMarco sound to it. At one point or another, his sound is going to appear in another band or artist, because that's how influential his sound is. Now, two albums that we're going to be taking a look at is his album 2, which came out in 2012, against his most popular album. Well, I say most because a lot of people that I talk to that listen to Mac DeMarco say, oh, Salad Days is the best album from Mac DeMarco. So yeah, it's going to be against Salad Days, which came out in 2014. So a 2-year difference. Okay, so this is how it's going to work. We're going to be taking a look at one track against the other track from the other album. So for instance, the first track for 2 is Cooking Up Something Good. That one's going to go against the title track, Salad Days. And I'm going to be trying to pick albums that have the same amount of tracks, so it could be an even match. So if one album has 12 tracks and the other only has 8 or 9, it's not going to work. You know, I'm going to have to find another album that has 12 tracks so it could be head to head. Now, there are going to be cases where some albums will have, for example, interludes or very short songs. So I would just probably just kick those songs out, and it could work with an album that has few tracks but are full length, you know. Okay, so let's check out the first song, Cooking Up Something Good, against Salad Days. Now, this was a very hard song for me to choose. They're both very good. And that's the thing. This album's hard. Well, these albums are hard to choose, because so many of his popular, and in my opinion, best songs are in both these albums. And this is going to be a very, very hard choice for me. I even put a post up in my Instagram where I told you guys which one was better, 2 or Salad Days. To my surprise, it was a 50-50 poll. So, you know, straight in the middle, I was like, okay, I guess it's up to me to find out which one is actually the best one. Now, this is just my opinion. If you still believe that another album is your favorite, then stick with that. You know, but I just want to really find out which one is my favorite. Okay, so let's start off with Cooking Up Something Good. Mm-hmm. pause it before it goes to that very iconic chorus. Oh man, just what a way to start off an album. Like I mentioned, that sound in his guitar, instantly recognizable within the indie rock community. And his voice, you know, it's, you could say it's unique. No one really has the type of voice, the way how he does it. He does certain, will be seen throughout this episode. He does certain stuff with his voice, like he puts effects, and one time in particular, he goes to a very, you know, high-pitched noise that some may find annoying, but I've come to, you know, love it. But yeah, and I really love how the bass, take a listen to the bass, how it kicks in also. That drop, just when the bass drops, that's when the drums come in as well. Such a good way to start off this album. Oh man. And then the chorus, let's take a listen to the chorus. It's almost like a psychedelics song, you know. I'm pretty sure that could have been something that Tim Impala could have used in one of his songs. Then we have, of course, Salad Days. Let's take a listen to another very iconic song from Mac DeMarco. Another good song to start off an album, not only because it's a title track, but from beginning it just comes in at you with very lovable, enjoyable verse, and then that chorus. That verse and chorus just mesh perfectly. Between this one and Cooking Up Something Good, this one was one of my hardest ones, and actually wrote down my notes. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There were 5 songs that, for me, man, it took a while to choose which one was better. And then the rest of them were, like, more easy to choose. Some of them were just, you know, dead giveaways. You already know which one was going to win. But this one in particular took me a long time because I really, really love both of these songs. But I have to make a choice. And I'm going to go with Salad Days on this one. As much as I love Cooking Up Something Good, Salad Days is just very more energetic and more lovable. Oh man, this is going to be a hard episode to choose. Sorry, hard albums to choose in this episode. Okay, so that's 1 point for Salad Days. Moving on, we are going to be looking at Dreaming from 2.
someday I'll find it. And I'm still reminded. Maybe she's best in dreams. She's still the best I've seen.
Almost forgot I was doing a podcast. That song just like sucks you in. It really does. And you know, the song's called Dreaming, and it actually makes you think like you're dreaming. Yeah, and by the way, this one was another hard choice for me. Because, let me just take a look at Dreaming from Saturdays. Sorry, Blue Boy. Let's take a look at Blue Boy. Like, the song just makes you, you know, sway back and forth, just relax. And, you know, most of these songs from both albums just make you, like, chill and relaxed. And that's what I've always loved about, you know, Mac DeMarco's songs. But, like I said, this one was another hard one for me. Oh, man. Again, as much as I wanted to go with another song from 2, I'm probably going to have to give this one to Blue Boy. So that's 0 points for 2, and that's 2 points for Salad Days. But you know, we're barely getting started. Things could change up. Like this next one. Freaking Out the Neighborhood versus Brother. Okay, straight up, this is an easy one for me. One reason being is because Freaking Out the Neighborhood was actually one of the very first songs I've heard from Mac DeMarco. And you know, it's a song that introduced me to his whole music, his whole discography. I was instantly hooked. I loved it. So if you haven't heard that song, well, you're gonna hear it right now. This is Freaking Out the Neighborhood.
no job on the line. Is this daily? Don't worry. Same old boy that you hoped you would find.
Honestly, like, that's one of my favorite Mac DeMarco songs. It just, I don't know why, but it just brings me like these emotions. I don't know why, but it always does. And it's cool because when he performs his songs on live, I've never seen him live, I really want to, but I've seen videos where when he plays the song, he has these crowd surfing competitions where like who could last longer, you know, crowd surfing. And it's cool because he has people at the very front. And then once he starts up the songs, like, they just already start climbing on top of the people and just off they go. It's really cool. But maybe for those of you who don't really like this song, probably you'll enjoy Brother more. So let's take a look at Brother. I'm not gonna put the whole song, just in case if you guys are wondering, well, why they put the rest of the song of Freaking Out the Neighborhood. Well, because I love this song, right? That's my favorite Mac DeMarco song. And plus, this is my podcast, so I could play as much of the songs I want. You know, just letting you guys know. Yeah, I mean, Brother's actually a very good song. I really love, for example, like this certain part where he does put the guitar. I think it's right here. Like, that part right there is really lovely. I really love that part. But I mean, come on, Freaking Out Their Neighborhoods, one of his more energetic songs. And if you guys know me, I'm more towards that, you know, that type of sound that gives you, you know, that energy to just go, you know, more crazy. It's just a very good song. I really love that song. But, you know, Brothers, by comparison, it's also good. But I just prefer Freaking Out the Neighborhood more. You know, from start to finish, it's a good song. So that one clearly is going to go to Freaking Out the Neighborhood. So that's 1 point for two and 2 points for Salad Days. Moving on, we got Annie. Let's take a listen to Annie. Another good song from Back to Marco. I mean, that part right there was one of the sound effects, you could say, that I was talking about earlier when he says down, I'm going down. Just the way how he does it, it's really, you know, captivating. You want to hear more because it's something you don't really hear, so it does grab your attention and pulls you closer to the song. I mean, just when he keeps saying down, the way how he says it makes you feel like you're actually gonna go down, you know, fall to the ground. Really cool, really cool. But another cool thing is that he can, you know, do more cool songs. Like the next one we're gonna be hearing, Let Her Go. And by the way, this was another hard choice for me. I didn't know which one to choose because both of these songs are so good. So this is Let Her Go.
Thank you.
Yeah, another very good song from Mac DeMarco. I really love this song because of the guitar and tone. It sounds happy. It really does. It sounds, you know that it's, yes, play me Mac DeMarco. Like, it's just very, sunshines and butterflies. I know that's a very bad, example, but that's what it feels like. And, nothing's wrong with sunshines and butterflies. It's nature, it's good. It's good for you. Don't be inside. I mean, it sucks that we have to be inside for these conditions, but, like this song in particular, just reminds me of, driving to the beach. It has that very summer vibe to it. That's one reason why I love it. But Annie, it's, like I mentioned before, it has this like very psychedelic sound to it too. So hard to choose. But I'm just going with what I wrote down in my notes, and I picked Let Her Go. So it was a hard choice, but I mean, both of these songs, either way, is like they're both kick-ass. They really are. Okay, so that's 1 point for Two and 3 points for Saladays. Moving on, we're going to an easy one. So it was Ode to Viceroy against Goodbye Weekend. Now, a cool story about the song Ode to Viceroy is about Mac DeMarco's addiction to cigarettes. I'm not saying that's a cool thing by any means, no. Please, if you're addicted to any type of drugs, including alcohol, get help. It's, it's killing you and it's affecting people that love you. So, get help. There is help out there. But this song in particular, he wrote because it's a cigarette brand that he enjoys. It's his favorite cigarette brand. But he doesn't sing about it like it's a good thing. He actually has come out and admitted that, he's addicted and he wants to get help. But man, is the song good? It really is. So let's take a look at Ode to Viceroy. I'll smoke you till I'm dying. Like I said, he knows that he's addicted to cigarettes. And actually have right here in my notes, in an interview he did with Thrasher magazine, Max said about the song, a lot of people don't even understand that that's a reference to cigarettes because that brand doesn't exist in a lot of places in the world. It used to be a big American cigarette brand. The idea of the song isn't like try cigarettes. It's more like I have an addiction. In Canada, all of the cigarettes are really, really moderate by the government, so they wouldn't do anything, and that's a good thing. So like I mentioned before, it's not a thing that glorifies cigarettes. It's a song about his addiction and basically how it's already got a hold on him. Now, let's compare that to Goodbye Weekend. If I could find it, here it is. Okay. Goodbye Weekend. Yeah, so that song is very typical. Nothing really exciting about that one. It's actually one of my, you could say, whatever songs from Mac's discography. It's not bad, but comparing that to Odd to Viceroy, like, it has a deeper meaning to it. So that's one reason why I prefer that one. So that one's going to go to that one. So that's 2 points for two and one, two, three, four Salad Days. You know, two's making a comeback, so let's see if he's going to come out victorious. All right, next song, Robson Girl from the album 2. And let's play. One reason why I love this song is because, again, this is one of those songs where he does something different with his voice. And this one, it's a little bit more raspy. It's like if his voice has like an itch that he wants to scratch, but it's there, you know? So I really love that thing he added with his voice. Now, let's compare that to the song it's against, Let My Baby Stay.
Made to love her.
Yeah, nothing too typical for that one either. It's just an acoustic with Max singing over it. So this was another easy choice for me. I went with Robson Girl. So that's 1, 2, 3 for Robson Girl against 1, 2, 3, 4 Salad Days. See, already tied up. And since we're in the middle, one thing that that one podcast that I mentioned before does is once you reach like the middle part of the two albums, they compare also the album covers. So like the artwork, which one has a better artwork? I mean, right off the bat, I picked two. And it was interesting because when I did a little bit more research on the album cover, something that caught my eye popped up. It was actually by coincidence. It was a coincidence that it looked a lot like Bruce Springsteen's album. Now, Bruce Springsteen, an artist that maybe some of you guys don't know, was a very popular artist during the 70s and 80s. He probably has a song that you guys have heard in one point in your life, Dancing in the Dark. You know, very popular 80s song. But it's also cool because it's compared to another album that Mac actually got inspired from. It says that, again, from a note that I took, it says in September 2014, DeMarco stated in a What's In My Bag interview video at Amoeba Records in San Francisco, California, that he had been inspired by the album art of, oh, I'm going to butcher this, Hariomi Kosonos. Sorry, but I don't speak Japanese. From his album Kosono House, for the design of Two's album cover. In the same interview, Mac DeMarco also points out that the cover's striking but coincidental similarity to Bruce Springsteen's The River. So yeah, if you take a look at both these albums, they both have like the same color for the letters and the album covers, with this like gray and black background for both albums. And in my opinion, that one looks way better than Saturday is just, you know, Mac DeMarco looks like he's outside his maybe house. I'm not even sure where he is, and there's like shadows covering his face and background. I mean, comparing that one to two has a more striking attention to it, so that one's gonna go to two. Okay, next song we have is The Stars Keep On Calling My Name versus Passing Out Pieces. The stars keep on calling my name, but don't worry, I told you again and again. I just wanna go. The stars keep on calling my name. I really love that song because near the end, he has like a very cool guitar solo. And Mac DeMarco has stated that when he does solos, he doesn't really do them. Because for him, they're, you could say, not really part of what makes a song important. He just does it whenever he feels like, you know what, it could need a solo here and there. But he doesn't shred on it like, you know, heavy metal style or anything like that. He doesn't keep it super chaotic. He likes it simple and to the point. And that's one reason why that song is really, really cool in my opinion. But let's compare that one to Passing Out Pieces. Passing Out Pieces. So this song is very unique because you could hear the heavy synths in the song, which is going to be a style that he's going to be known for his next album that came after Salad Days. But I don't know, honestly, I feel like in this one he's still trying to find his sound with it. It doesn't come out good in my opinion. I'm not saying that the song sucks, but comparing that to, I mean, obviously we're comparing it to The Stars Keep On Calling My Name, which by the way, I'm already saying, that's my favorite. But a little bit more on Passing Out Pieces. I don't know, I felt like it still needed to be more structured. It needed a little bit more stuff in it. And like I said, the heavy synths, I feel like maybe it buries some of the other instruments in the back. But we're going to see that there's another song that also has synths that actually does it correctly. It does it good. So let's take a listen to the next songs we're going to be comparing. My Kind of Woman against Treat Her Better. Two songs about, you know, being in love, but which one does it better? Let's take a look at My Kind of Woman.
That's all right with me.
another amazing song from Mac DeMarco. It's actually one of his most popular songs. I mean, because right now I'm using Spotify to put the songs in. Spotify has these number counts, like which songs are popular, and it tells you like how many plays or streams it has gotten, and that one's already close to 100 million. I mean, it has 94 million listens already, so that's pretty cool. And, you know, Freaking Out the Neighborhood is also a very popular song just by looking at the stats right here. Saturdays is also a very good one. That's up there. And Chamber of Reflections, which is going to be another song we'll be listening to, is actually his most popular song. It already has like 124 million streams, which is really, really cool. So we could see like these two albums are that popular. They're two of his most well-known masterpieces. Okay, so let's finish comparing the songs. Now let's go to Treat Her Better, which, by the way, these two songs were hard for me to choose. These are really, really fantastic songs from Mac DeMarco about, you know, being in love with a special woman. Choose. I mean, both of these songs are art. For instance, like Treat Her Better, I love this part where he does with the guitar. Let me see if I can find it real quick. That part right there, like just certain riffs that he does, like I said, nothing too special, but it just works. It just works. But I'm gonna have to go with My Kind of Woman on this one, honestly. Not only because it's one of his most popular songs, I'm not going by popularity, but I could clearly see why this one is more popular. Okay, moving on, we got one that was, oh, okay, like, remember when I said that some of these songs were just going to be, like, dead giveaways, like, if you tell me that Moi Zaha, or however you pronounce that one, is better than Chamber of Reflection, get out of here. You don't even need to be in this podcast. Like, get away from here. Do I really need to put Chamber of Reflection? I don't really need to. Like I mentioned, it's the most popular song, but for those of you that never heard the song, I'm still going to put it so you could get a glimpse of what the song is about. So this is Chamber of Reflection. not gonna put all of it. So if you enjoy that song, just listen to the rest. It's really cool. But just for people that are curious of what the other song sounds like, I'm still gonna put it. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Boezaah. So however you pronounce that, but let's take a listen to that one. It's just an instrumental. So, well, we gotta move fast. I only have 5 minutes left. Okay, then. Next one, it was a hard one too, but let's just listen to a little snippets of these songs. So that's Cheryl. Now let's take a listen to Go Easy. Honestly, I first chose Go Easy versus Cheryl, but I'm gonna switch actually. So this one's gonna go to Cheryl instead of Go Easy. Okay, last song, because we only have 2 minutes left, Still Together versus Johnny's Odyssey. I'm not gonna play John's Odyssey, I'm just gonna play Still Together until it fades out from the podcast. Yeah, Still Together. That one is one of those other songs we mentioned that he does that high-pitched noise, which you guys are going to hear eventually. And it just works. It just works fantastically. So that gives us a total score of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 for 2 versus 1, 2, 3, 4 for Salad Days. So 2 is clearly the winner. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening to this new segment. I want to do more of these, so if you guys have any suggestions, let me know what you guys want to listen to. And again, remember, stay safe out there so we can get through this together. I'm your host, Fernando Lopez, saying have a fantastic day.
time she'll see that her and me were meant to be together. And time will pass, it may go fast, but we'll still be together. And where I go, she's at my side, half of my